Well, as we continue to follow the news from Las Vegas, we're also following other news, including the Nobel Prize in Physics, which was awarded today to three physicists for their contributions to the LIGO detector and the observation of gravitational waves. The winners, Rainer Weiss from MIT and Kip Thorne and Barry Barish from Caltech. Joining us now is Gabriela Gonzalez, who's a professor of physics and astronomy at Louisiana State University and part of the LIGO collaboration. Gabriela, welcome back to Here and Now, and this must be a very exciting day for you.
It is a very happy day for all of us in the LIGO team.
And this issue, gravitational waves, is something that has been in the news so much I feel like I'm an expert on it at this point. But remind our listeners what gravitational waves are.
Gravitational waves were predicted by Einstein's theory of gravity, saying that when masses move, like two black holes orbiting around each other, they distort the space-time in a wave fashion. So they emit these gravitational waves, which are waves of space-time. It sounds mysterious, but it can be measured by measuring distances very, very precisely, which is what we do here on Earth.
And what we do here on Earth involves what you're doing, which is LIGO. These are laser interferometer gravitational wave observatories. And that's one in the West Coast and one down in Louisiana, correct?
That's right. We have one here in Livingston, Louisiana, very close to LSU, where I teach and work, and the other one in the Northwest, in the state of Washington, in Hanford.
So what have those detectors detected so far?
Well, the first detection was gravitational waves that had been originated by two black holes. I like saying that they were dancing a tango and ending in an embrace. And that happened 1.3 billion years ago. That time was the time that the gravitational waves took to travel the distance to Earth and go through Earth. But since then, we have detected also three other gravitational waves also from other systems of pairs of black holes that merged and formed a larger black hole. And the last one, I think it's the most exciting one because it was not only detected by the two LIGO detectors in the US, but also by a sister detector in Europe. So finally, we could triangulate to know where the source, where these black holes were, with much better precision than ever before.
And what does that help us do? What does that tell us about the universe to have all this information?
Oh, we are just learning so much. We didn't know that black holes existed in pairs, for example. We knew about black holes because sometimes they are close to other stars that emit X-rays. So we can tell that there is a black hole there because of what other stars do nearby. But if you have two black holes, then there is no light. But there are gravitational waves. So now we could tell that these black holes existed in pairs, but also that they were quite a bit larger than all the ones we had seen in X-rays. So we are learning a lot of new things.
So what were the contributions of these three scientists who have just been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics? Rainer Weiss from MIT, Kip Thorne, and Barry Barish from Caltech.
Ray Weiss was the one who in the 70s thought about using interferometers, lasers, on long scales, on kilometer scale, to detect gravitational waves. It sounded impossible, but he calculated what noises could affect the experiment, and he thought it was possible. Kip Thorne was one of the first people that was convinced by this argument and made sure that Caltech as an institution collaborated with MIT to start this LIGO project also in the 70s. This is almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And Barry Barish, later on, when the project was in a bit of trouble, getting everything in place, he took charge of administering, leading the project at Caltech and MIT and put it on track. And also he encouraged the community outside Caltech and MIT to form a collaboration to contribute to the development of technology and the analysis of data. And that was created in 1997.
So we've had 2 days so far of Nobel Prizes, and every single winner, all six of them, are Americans. What does that tell you?
Well, America is still a leader in technology, in science. But I have to say that depends a lot on the education of the new generation. And there have been some problems detected that the new generations are not as educated or as interested in science as in the past. So I'm hoping that will change.
That's Gabriela Gonzalez, who is the spokesperson for the LIGO Scientific Collaboration and is a professor of physics and astronomy at Louisiana State University. Gabriela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was a pleasure.